one ha'ara. It's related to the sugyas that we're learning right now. It's a davar nifla. It's somewhat meforsen, but it's kedai, I think, to go through this together. And that is, we're learning the parsha of Yerushas Bechar. Parsha of Yerushas Bechar, the idea that a Bechar gets Pishnayim and all the details that are associated with that, is mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Kisaseh. So really, the Ikka Parsha of Nachlois is in Parshas Pinchas, and then again in Parshas Maaseh. But there's a few psukim tucked away in Parshas Kisaseh, which teaches us one of the most important halachas in Hilchas Nachlos, and that is that the Bechar gets Pishnayim. But when the Torah tells us that the Bechar gets Pishnayim, the Torah tells us a little bit of a story. Pasuk says, Kisiyenu l'ishtei noshim. If a person is going to be married to two wives, ha'achas ahufa, v'ha'achas nua. One of these two wives is an ahufa, and the other one is a snua. Meaning, he loves one of them, and he hates the other. V'yodu lo'ivonim, ha'ahufa v'asnua. And then, these two wives both gave birth to sons, sayda ahufa and sayda snua, v'hoya habena b'char l'snia, and the snua gave birth to her son, before the ahufa gave birth to her son, meaning this man had two wives, an ahuva and a snua. They both had sons. The snua, however, gave birth to a son before the ahuva gave birth to a son. Says the pasuk v'hoya b'yom hanchila yezbanav esasha yeloi. When it's going to come time for this man to now write his will, and he's going to bequeath his nechasim over to his children, lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben asnua b'char. It is forbidden for him. There's a loisa say in the Torah. He's not allowed to say, you know something, I like one of my wives better than I like the other one of my wives. I like the ahuva more than I like the snua. Obviously, by definition, one is the ahuva and the one is the snua. So I want the eldest son of the ahuva to be the bechar. He should get this extra portion of nachla that's about to be mentioned by the Torah. I don't want the snua to get it. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben asnua bechar. Why? Ki es habechar ben asnua yakir, that's the magic word, lo seis loy pishnayim, he gets the pishnayim bechol ashe yimotzei loy, probably roy, ki hu reishas oynei loy mishpat habechar. Because at the end of the day, he is the bechar, right? He is the bechar. The ben hasnua, and if that's the case, lo mishpat abechira. And if you want to go ahead and you want to start submission the yotzris, lo yuchal avaker as ben ahuva al pnei ben hasnua b'char. So the parsha here of this few psukim in Parshas Kisaseh is coming to tell us number one the din of Yerushas habechar. What's the din of Yerushas habechar? Yakir pishnayim b'chal asher yimotzei loy. Right. So you have the ikar halacha of the pishnayim of the bechar. Additionally, the Torah says aloisase of lo yuchal levaker. You can't go ahead and decide that I want this child to be the bechar as opposed to that child. No, whoever is the bechar, that person has to be the bechar. And the context in which the Torah tells us this story is kisiyen al ishtei noshim ha'achas ahuva v'achas snua. In the Sefer Kol Aliyah, which is a likut of different Divrei Torah from the Vilna Gaon, it's brought down that the Vilna Gaon asked four kashas on this parsha in the Torah. Four kashas on the Psukei HaTorah. The first kasha that the Vilna Gaon asked was that if you read the Psukim, so it's clear what's going on. What's going on is a man has two wives, Ha'achas Ahuva V'achas Nua, they each gave birth to sons, and the Snua gave birth to her son before the Ahuva gave birth to her son. As a result, the Ben Hasnua is really the Bechar. He's not happy about this because the father want to give the Pishnayim to that son. He wants it to give to the Ben Ahuva. Says the Torah, Lo yuchal levaker es Ben Ahuva al pnei Ben Hasnua habechar. So the Vilna Gaon asked, that why is it when the Torah introduces the story, it says, Kisiyenu l'ishtei noshim ha'achas ahuva v'achas nua, v'yodu lo'ivonim ha'ahuva v'asnua. V'yodu lo'ivonim ha'ahuva v'asnua sounds a little bit like the ahuva gave birth to a child before the snua did, which is not true. That's not the ma'isa. The ma'isa is that the snua gave birth before the ahuva. That's why he wants to be mevaker, and that's why the Torah says, la'yucha mevaker. Of a freak to Goyin, a diktuk, what's V'yodu lo'ibonim ahuva v'asnua. It seems to be out of order. It should have said first a snua and then ahuva. This is a real Vilna Gaon kasha. The second kasha that the Vilna Gaon asked was that what would be the Hava Mina that a person could go ahead and he can decide and alter which one of his sons should be the Bechar. If the Ben Asnu is the Bechar, the Ben Asnu is the Bechar. Says the Torah, Lo Yuchav Avakis Beno Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnu HaBechar. What's the Hava Mina you'd be able to do that? Another Kasha the Gaon asked was, who's this Snua? It says in the Torah, Loi Sisna Esachicha Bilvavecha. Atu Bereshia Askinan. What, you hate this woman? You're not allowed to hate her. Now you'll ask me, Yaakov and Leah. It's a good kasha. The Rishonim talk about it. But the bottom line is that who is this snua over here that the Torah is just varfing this word snua as if it's some biligazach? What happened to Loi Sisna Esachicha Bilvavecha? Additionally, the Goyin said that after the Torah mentions Loi Yuchal Avakir Beno Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnua Yaakir, the Torah gives a reason. Why? What do you need a time of the Kra? I mean, first of all, it's obvious that that's the reason. And besides, the Torah doesn't go to any lengths usually to tell me the time of the Kra. So why here did the Torah feel that it had to tell me the time of the Kra? So again, the Gaon has four kashas. The first kasha is that from the narrative, from the story, it's obvious that the Ben Asnua is the older, yet the Pasuk says, V'yaldu loivanim ha'ahuva v'asnua. The second kasha the Gaon said was, why did the Torah have to tell me Lo Yuchal Avakir is Beno Ahuva? It's so pashut that you can't do that. Whoever's the Bechar is the Bechar. You can't change the Metzias. Number three, the Gaon said, who is the Snua? Lo Sisna Sachicha V'Vavecha. And number four, why did the Torah give me a time of the Kra? Ki hu reishas oinei loy mishpat ha-Bechar. And befrat, the time of the Kra would seem to be very obvious. So the Gaon said a davar nifla. The Gaon said, and I'm going to tell you what's going on in this pasuk. This pasuk is actually not talking about a man that was married to two wives at the same time. It's talking about a man that had two wives, but not at the same time. This man got married. He had a wife, and then he was a matzah ba'ervas davar. And because he was a matzah ba'ervas davar, he went and he gave this wife a get. And that was something that he actually was obligated to do. Afterwards, he went and he got remarried. Very shortly afterwards, he got remarried. And when he got married, he had a child from his second wife. But after he had a child from his second wife, he then had a child from his first wife. It turned out that when he had given a get to his first wife, she was already pregnant. And he ended up with a child from the two wives. The wife that he's married to right now, that's the Ahuva. The wife that he gave a get to, the wife that he was Matzah Ba'erva's Dover, the wife that he had an obligation to give a get to, she's called the Snua. And she's called the Snua not because he hates her, because he doesn't like the way she cooks. She's called the Snua because he was obligated to give her a get, and it's for that reason she's referred to as a Snua. And what happened now is he had a child from the Ahuva and from the Snua. The Ahuva gave birth to a child first. Now you're going to tell me, how's it possible? That's very simple. The Ahuva gave birth to a Zipala, and the Snua gave birth to a full-term pregnancy. The older of the two children is the Ben Ahuva. Stating that, which one of these two children was conceived first? Which one of these two children is Reishis Oinoi of the father? It's really the Ben Hasnua. Says the Goyen, the Pasuk is being meramis to us an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, that if a father has two sons, one of the sons was conceived first, and the other one of the sons was born first. You want to know which one of the two sons is the Bechar? It's the Reishis Oinoi. It's the one that was conceived first. It's not the one that was born first. That's the one that's going to be the Bechar. And that's what's going on in this pasuk. It says first the Ahuva, and then it says the Snua. You know why it says first the Ahuva, then the Snua? Because the Ahuva gave birth to the child before the Snua gave birth to the child. Says the Torah, you want to know who the Bechar is? It's not the Ben Ahuva. It's actually the Ben Hasnia. What do you mean? It's to really be the Ben Ahuva. Because the Ben Ahuva is the child that was born first. The Torah is saying a chiddush, a massive chiddush. Not only is the Ben Hasnua the Bechar, but the Torah says, again, why would you think that you could be Mevaker? Because at the end of the day, the Ben Ahuva was born first. And if the Ben Ahuva was born first, then you would think the Ben Ahuva could be the Bechar. And you want to know what the reason for this is? There's a time of the Kra, a very important time of the Kra, because really it's counterintuitive. Ki hu reishis oinoi. Because he's the reishis oinoi, the ben asnu is the reishis oinoi. And if that's the case, loy mishpata b'chayra. In other words, if a man had two wives, and this, by the way, could happen, as Mishmar says, nothing to do with having two wives at the same time. This has nothing to do with Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. He was married, and he divorced his wife, and then he got married again. And then it turned out both of his wives had a child. The child was born from the second wife before the child was born from the first wife. Which one of these children is going to be the Bechar? Now, just to be clear, as it relates to Bechar Le'aim, right? As it relates to Bechar Le'aim, the Peter Rechem, they're both Becharis, maybe. He's the Bechar to his mother, and he's the Bechar to his mother. But in Nachlis, we don't look at the Bechar Le'aim, we look at the Bechar La'av. So the question is, who is the Bechar of the father? You can make the argument that it's the child that was born first. That's a very easy argument. But you could also make the argument that it's the child that was born second. Why? Because that's the child that was conceived of first. That's the child that had the Yetzira first. That's the Reishis Oinoi. The Parsha of Nachlis was telling us, Beremiza said the Vilna Gaon, that Ki hu Reishis Oinoi, what we care about is Reishis Oinoi, and being that the first child, what the Torah refers to as the Ben Asnua, is the Reishis Oinoi, it's for that reason, Loi Mishpata Bechayra, that child is going to get the Bechayra. So this is an unbelievable Chiddush. You think, for sure, that the child that was born first, that child, is going to be the Bechar. But the Vilna Gaon said that, no, that's not the way it is. If it's a Shaila of who is conceived first versus who was born first, the Halacha is, it goes Basa Reishis Oinoi, and that answers some of the Pshat Tava questions that are going on over here in this parasha. So the Kol Aliyo, the Masader of this Torah of the Vilna Gaon, when he wrote this shtickle, on the bottom he has a long Haggah. And in his long Haggah, he said that with this Vart from the Gaon, I think you could answer Kushya Atzuma. And it really is a Kushya Atzuma. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Chavtal Ramad Aleph, has a Havamina, that it could be the only time there's a mitzvah of Yibum is if the Miyabim is the Bechar. So if the Miyabim is the Bechar, then you have a mitzvah of Yibam. But if the Miyabim is not the Bechar, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. What would be even the Havamina to have such a Havamina? It's because in the parasha of Yibam, it says, Bahaya HaBechar HaShetele. The Torah uses that word Bechar. So it's in the context of darshaning those Pesukiyat Torah that the Gemara entertains a possibility that the whole mitzvah of Yibam is only true if the Miyabim is a Bechar. But if the Miyabim, not the one that died, the Miyabim is not the Bechar, then it couldn't be you, then it could be you wouldn't have a mitzvah sibum. So the Masada of the Kol Aliyo said, if that's the case, I have a tremendous kasha. The Gemara says in Masach the Sivam is Daf Kufay, that it says in the parasha of Yibum, the word ish, and from the word ish, we're memaed prat lekatan, that a katan is excluded from Yibum. Yibum, chalitza, dvar matikim, groisa sugyas. But the bottom line is that we have a pasuk in the Torah that's memaed katan from the parasha of Yibum. Freaked the mechsader of the Kol Aliyo. He says, I don't understand. If there's an extra word in the Torah to tell me that a katan cannot be miyabim, how is it possible that the Gemara has a tzad that the Miyabim should have to be a Bechar? If the Miyabim could be a Katan, technically, the Haraya, the Torah, had to write a word Ish to be Memayit the Katan, then by definition, you know, checkmate, he can't be the Bechar. How do you know that he doesn't have to be the Bechar? Because if he's a Katan, and he's the oldest of the brothers, then by definition, that would mean that the brother that died was also a katan. And if the brother that died was a katan, that means he couldn't get married, because a katan has no kedushin midairaisa. And if the katan has no kedushin midairaisa, then the whole yibum is dead on arrival. Pardon the pun. It has no havana. There's no way to make this work. See, he said, I never understood. The Gemara in Yevamos Chavtal and Amaral had a havana, meaning that maybe yibum is only true by a bechar. How does that stim with Yevamos Kufay, where the Gemara has an extra word to tell me that a katan can't be miyabim? To the extent that you're willing to entertain the possibility of a katan being miyabim, then by definition you know the katan, that the yavam doesn't have to be the bechar. Because if the yavam has to be the bechar, then he can't be the katan, because that would mean his younger brother is certainly a katan, right? If the older brother's a katan, the younger brother's a katan. That's easy math. And if that's the case, then how could the Gemara have a havamina that the yavam has to be a bechar? But said the Masad of the Kol Aliyo, like this guy, and I think I have a little bit of a mahalach. You know what the mahalach is? You had two brothers from two different wives. which is fine in the world of Yibam, because Reuben and Shimon are brothers in Yibam, but they're Achim Mino Av. So they're Achim Mino Av, they came from two different wives. They were very, very close in age. You know how close in age they were? The brother that died was born first. The brother that's alive was conceived first. The Leda of the Achames was first. But the Yetzira of the Achachai was alive. The brother that died had his bar mitzvah, and right after his bar mitzvah, he went ahead, his gvar nachusin. Zeh akot and gadol yeh, happened really fast. He got married, this child. And after he got married, he died. And he left over a brother. He left over a brother that's younger than him, who was not bar mitzvah yet. But in the world of Nachlois, v'hoya b'chor ha-shetelet, er is the b'chor from the tata. Based on this halacha, ki ureishas oinoi, loy mishpada b'chayra. And I would have thought that maybe you should go ahead and do Yibam. That's why I need a parish of Ish to tell me he's a katan. At the end, he's not bar mitzvah yet. And if he's a katan, it's not going to be a gay. And as a result, he's going to be on the outside looking in. So the Kol Aliyo, after he brings this guy and he has a long guy gone, he says, with this guy you can answer this kushya atzum. Mamish, dvarim niflam adamites. I'll tell you a davar nifla. And that is, if you have the Chumash Agra, so in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, there's a tremendous arichos, if you could see it, page after page, and all the marmakimis that you have to know on this guy are right there. It's all there. You don't have to be a Sinai. You just have to have this sefer, and you have to have those four pages, and it's mamish all there. So he brings from one of the 19th century Gedolim who saw the Kol Aliyo, and he writes that he found in a sefer Yehege Chachma. So the author of this sefer Yehege Chachma was Rab Doiv Ber Steinheisen, and he was a Talmud Chaver of the great Goyen, the Dayan of Vilna, Rab Avram Avli Vasfeler. So Rab Avram Avli of Hamelech HaKodesh fame. But Rab Avram Avli Vasfeler, who was the famous Vilna Dayan, he was a Talmud Chaver of his. And in that sefer Yehege Chachma, he writes that he asked this kasha to Rab Avram Avli. He asked him this kasha. This great Sakasha. The how could the Gemara Yavam Chavtal Ramav entertain a tzad that the Yavam has to be a Bechar? If there's a Gemara Kofhei that says Ishlamayit Katan, that means there's a possibility that the Yavam could be a Katan. If there's a possibility that the Yavam could be a Katan, so by definition, he can't be the Bechar, because if he's a Katan, that means the younger brother's a Katan, and a Katan doesn't have any. By the way, could a Katan have Kedushins? Oh, we've spoken about this so many times. There's the Riba Barzilai, and there's different Ifana, maybe, where a Katan could have Kedushin, in kind of Malkum Laharich. But the bottom line is this was his grace of Kasha. The assumption, of course, is that there's no Kedushay Katan. If there's no Kedushay Katan, so how is it possible then? Etc. Et and he went to Rav Avram Avli, this Nid Rav Doiv Ber Steinheisen, Sufsois of you, Doiv Vois Bekever, and he told him exactly what the Baal Kol Aliyo said. He said, I think this is a raya to the guy. And he said, then he went to another one of his Rabbeim, Rav Aryeh Leib Katzen Ellenbeugen, he was the Av Bezin of Brisk. And he went to him and he asked him the same exact kasha. And he said, Vishneim Nischavnu Ludover Echad. He said, both of these Goinim on the spot, they said, I hear, but there's no raya to the guy. This is the way you're going to give Zechan Eitzah. He said, I have a posh Eitzah. I'll tell you exactly what the Eitzah is. He said, the Eitzah is where there were two brothers, again, same father, two different mothers. They were born very close in time. One was born in the end of Adar Rishon, and the other one was born in the beginning of Adar Sheni. So just to put names to the faces, one was born on Chaf Tez Adar Rishon, and the other one was born on Rish Chodesh Adar Sheni. Which one of these two brothers is older? The one that was born Chavtes Adarishan. Who gets Pishnayan? Who's Kihu Reisha Soinu Loi Mishpat Abachayra? What do you mean? It's obvious. The Yetziru was first. The Leda was first. So of course he's going to be the older one. What happened was, the year that they became Bar Mitzvah, it was one Adar. It wasn't two Adars. So who became Bar Mitzvah first? It was the one that was born second. He became Bar Mitzvah first. He went ahead and he got married. And then he died, and it's not yet the end of Chodesh Adar. So now the Yavam, the one that's alive, this one brother now, he is still a Katan, but he's also the Bechar. This is where it's in the gate. I mean, Kasha was, how's it possible that you should be the Bechar and you should be a Katan? He said, the two Goyim, they told it to me, I said, there's no right to the Goyim. The Hechatimtzu would be if it was it was two other, and then it ended up being the same other. But the bottom line is, this is the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. Another kasha that's talked about over here at Lent is, how does this thing with Rashi and Chumash? Rashi says in Parashas Toldos that even though we know Esav was born before Yaakov was born, but the Yetzira of Yaakov actually came before Esav, right? Rashi says that's why Yaakov came out second, because he was the Tipper Rishayna. It sounds like the Yetzira of Yaakov was first, but Afilu Hachi, who's the Bechar? Esav is the Bechar. Yaakov's buying the Bechairah, right? It sounds like the real Bechar is Esav. Bechair, if his Yetzira was first, like the Goyen, Yaakov should be the Bechar. Me'ikar Adin, Esav shouldn't be Bechar. That would be like a whole paradigm shift in terms of understanding the whole Mechiras HaBechairah and who really is the Bechar, who's not the Bechar. But it's just kedai to mention that in this whole Arichas over here in the Chumash Agra, there's one Tzad HaShava, and that is all the Poiskim were very matmiya on this Goyen. In the world of Halacha, it's considered a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Now is it considered a tremendous Chiddush? There were many Goyne Yoylam that said, I don't believe the Goyen ever said this. I'll read to you L'shoyne Azov of the Netziv. This is in Hemek Dover, right in the beginning of Parashas Ki Seitzne. He says, "Hey, Nishma b'shem Hagrozal, etc. V'loy Amin l'kol Hashmua b'shem Rabbeinu Agra v'sheker heidu b'shmoy zechreinu l'vracha." This is what they say. Another thing that's interesting is a lot of the Kadmoinim brought this var in the name Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Reb Shloima Kluger and his Chachma Shloima in an art, he brings Shamati b'shem Agoyin Reb Chaim Volozhin. Other Goyinim also brought this in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So whether it was Reb Chaim Volozhin that said it or the Goyin that said it, there was this Shmua that seemed to have emerged from the Beis Medrash of the Goyin. It's an incredible Chiddush. It's an incredible Pshat in the Diktuke Ha Psukim, it's an incredible pshat in the Diktuke HaPsukim with an incredible Chiddush Halacha which ties into beautiful raid, some Yevamis raid no less, some Chumash raid in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, and apparently some debate whether or not this actually happened. Ad kedei kach, there was some the Shalom Meshav in a tshuva writes, also very, very sharp. Again, all the Marmon Koynes are there if you want to see it. There's a tremendous, tremendous arichas on this. People trying to be miyashiv, but the Klichemda has pulpulim in Parshas Toldos, and in Parshas Kiseitze, where he tries to be miyashiv this chiddush. This is a famous chiddush that comes up a lot in the world of Chumash Torah. It's very related to what we're talking about. By the way, one of the Marmon Koynes that's discussed at length is yesterday's daf. That's why this was on the table for some of yesterday's raid. Yesterday's daf, we had the two ladies that were hiding. They were b'machva. And there was a Shiloh, which one of them gave birth first to determine which one of the children is going to be the Bechar. And it sounded like what mattered was who gave birth first. And we don't know. Ayin b'Rashbam. Of course, they're both in who cares who gave birth first. It's not totally in the Leda. What this is totally in is in the Yetzirah. That's Kihureishas Oinoi. That's the only thing that should matter. So that sugi is a little bit mashma. Also not like the going. Either way, Dvar Matikin, I will stop here.